We're concerned. Honestly, we've had 44 cases of 44 positive cases since April 1st. And just to put that into perspective, of some of those cases, I was talking to our contact tracing team this morning, and over one issue, they've got over 50 contacts of people that they were around. So, you know, that just, it just amplifies the need for the masking, the distancing, that kind of thing. Of those 44 cases, 36 of those were people under the age of 65, which, you know, you look at our 27% of the 18 to 64 population fully vaccinated, that kind of tells you where that trend is. 18% or 8 of the cases were people 65 and older, and 7 of the cases were in were school-age children under the age of 18. And that's where a lot of those close contacts are coming, is from the school-age cases that we have. 64% of the cases that we have had since April 1st, which is 28, occurred in residents in the eastern part of Mercer County. 13 of the cases occurred in central Mercer County, and 3 were on the western side of Mercer County. So just to kind of give you an idea where, you know, we're looking at our hotspots on the east side, trying to figure out, you know, is there any epi link to all of these cases? You know, do they have something in common? We do know that all of the school age cases are from the eastern Mercer County side of the county. So, you know, we're reaching out to folks, reaching out to the schools, talking about, you know, are the things that we need to do. Our staff are fantastic. And I will say the school nurses are wonderful at really working with our staff to try to work out any issues. I'm not saying that these school age cases developed in the school. We know that transmission comes from outside in, but there's a lot, you know, that affects a lot of people. If you've got 7 kids and you have to shut down a classroom, or you have to, you know, quarantine. I remember back early on in this, we quarantined 25 cases out of one positive. So, you know, that's a lot of folks missing school, missing out. And so we just want to make sure that we're alerting folks that, you know, our positive cases have increased this month. One good thing is our 7-day test positivity has went down just a little bit. That's just 7 days, but I can tell you, we know that, you know, every day we're getting 3 and 4 cases this week. So, one thing I will share, and it's just, a truth that we know, we've had one case in these 44 cases. We had one case that was fully vaccinated. Everybody else had not received a vaccine, and we're seeing increased hospitalization as well as just, you know, folks being sick. So, really good data for us. We feel for the plan that we had all along in mitigating, and that was vaccination. So we encourage folks to give us a call. We're, you know, we want to give this vaccine out. Genesis wants to do that. We want to make sure that folks are really thinking hard and long about this so that they protect themselves and others around them, especially those 65 and over. You know, we've not had any real issues since we've seen the elderly population in congregate settings. Those numbers have been really, really good of folks being healthy, so from COVID.